It's time for the Left of Lansing Friday Short with Pat Johnston.
The Friday Short for September 27th of 2024. If the polls are close to correct, women will play a crucial role in helping lead Kamala Harris to victory over MAGA's Dear Leader Trump in 5 weeks. An NBC poll released earlier this week shows Harris not only leading loser Trump by 5 points, or that she's increased her favorability by 16 points since entering the race, but it also revealed something that scares the hell out of Trump and MAGA Republicans. Kamala Harris enjoys a whopping 58-37% lead with women. Meanwhile, Trump has a 12-point lead among men, which shows there's a 33-point gender gap between men and women in this election. Now, the good news is that women are finished with the warped and weird MAGA Republican Party's embrace of the misogynistic Christian nationalist philosophy. The bad news, however, is that a healthy majority of voting males in this country hear what MAGA Republicans are saying about women and the kinds of policies they are passing that are hurting women, and they say, "Hey, sounds good to me. Let's put these people in power." Now, unless you've been living under a rock here for the past 8 years, Trump's main campaign theme is always based in white resentment. Dear Leader used white resentment to garner a majority of the white vote. I mean, all he really did, though, was pick up the mantle of Rush Limbaugh and many other right-wing talkers and take that message on the road. Now, he currently holds an 11-point lead among white voters. And that's due in part to how many white voters, both men and women, gravitate to not only the white resentment message, but also to the misogynistic white Christian nationalist philosophy. A 1995 Penn State study authored by Janet Swim revealed, and I quote, "Like modern racism, modern sexism is characterized by the denial of continued discrimination, antagonism towards women's demands, and a lack of support for policies designed to help women." But while that kind of antagonism towards the freedom of women to pick a career, to delay marriage or dating a significant other, to delay having children or having children at all works within the MAGA world, it's having disastrous effects in the real world. And MAGA just can't help themselves. Just last week, here in Michigan, Dear Leader held a so-called town hall event with MAGA Christian Nationalist Republican Governor of Arkansas, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who criticized Kamala Harris for being unable to be humble because motherhood teaches you humility. She, of course, was taking a shot at Kamala Harris, who does not have biological children. Now, this is the same kind of sentiment that we heard from J.B. Vance when he declared that childless cat ladies are miserable and that they want the entire country to join in their misery. Because, you see, you're only happy if you have children. You see, to Christian nationalists and also tech bro culture people like Vance and Trump, women aren't worth anything unless they breed and serve man, since man has full domain over them. And after Dear Leader Trump, MAGA Republicans, and a MAGA Supreme Court trashed Roe v. Wade, leading MAGA-led states to enact draconian abortion laws, laws which are already causing women to die, it's no wonder that women are voting for Harris and flocking to the Democrats across the country. Because despite some faults with the Democratic Party, Democrats aren't weird, and they aren't demanding restrictions on abortions and contraception rights. Because Democrats don't want to grant rapists more power than the women they rape when it comes to abortions. This week, Dear Leader went on this weird tangent. Well, I mean, I know all of his garble is weird, but this week he proclaimed that he will be a protector of women, and that women will soon no longer be thinking about abortion. I mean, this is coming from the guy found liable for sexual assault last year. And this is also coming from the guy who said in 1990, and I quote, "When a man leaves a woman, especially when it was perceived that he has left for a piece of ass, a good one, there are 50% of the population who will love the woman who was left." Well, there you go. Trump and MAGA Christian nationalists hold nothing but disdain for the freedoms women are guaranteed to have in our Constitution. And it's why, as Salon's Amanda Marcotte says, they believe that men are the bosses of women. Men, they believe, should always be the bosses of women. It's just baffling why that kind of message isn't resonating with women, isn't it? LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Follow Left of Lansing on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts. Remember, take the battle to them and go Tigers!